Hab Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
the pleasant nights we've spent under summer's magic spell. But when autumn came, her love did not remain and made my world a living hell.
After some technical issues, we're here. It's me, Isaac. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, but Brian Kernahan. I already told you that. We got some good music coming up. We got Paranoia by the Marías up next. And I'm going to have to alter a little bit my plans because I got pushed back 10 minutes. Just my issues. Nothing really with the studio, just extremely rusty, some basics that I didn't do. I've been away from the studio for quite a while. I was in Europe, studying in Freiburg, Germany, and doing a lot of traveling while I was doing that, and a little before, and a little after. I've been all over the place, and it's nice to be back in Medford. And without further ado, I'm going to get back to the music.
Valentine.
That was Paranoia by the Marías off their album this year, Submarine. Lovely album. Really liked it. Up next is Mauvais Presage. That's not how you pronounce it. It's French, so it's definitely not how you pronounce it. By Requiem Chagrin. I'll look up how you're actually supposed to pronounce it. Hold on. In the meantime, enjoy.
Thank you.
This mauvais présage. Présage. Still not saying it right. Never learned French. Not even in high school class. Nothing. It's a beautiful language to hear people speak compared to how used I was to hearing German as background noise. Or even, you know, if you visit the Netherlands or are around Dutch people, there are a good number of Dutch students. Dutch is also a language that isn't maybe as flowery and flowing in the way that French, Spanish, Italian can be, especially French. And you're going to hear some Dutch later, but mostly English from me and from the music. Up next, American Legends. Legends? I don't know, that's a stretch. Maybe not. Wilco's great. This is Wilco.
Like a cloud, his fingers explode. On the top, out a ribbon, the shadow grows. His heart's in a bowl behind the bank. And every evening when he gets home, to make his supper and eat it alone, his back shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. One summer of suicide, another autumn to travel the skies. He hits news twice before he dies. And every evening when he gets home, to make his supper and eat it alone, his back shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having. Kitchen in your chair. Sometimes he forgets that you're even there. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having.
Thank you.
That was Madeline by Yo La Tengo, and I've got a PSA to read to you before I discuss some things. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, and other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Had some major. This is. Alright. Like I said, not used to being in the studio, so I'm wielding this big old book of PSAs and fumbling it and stumbling with it, getting the muscle memory back. Anyway, big blackout in Texas recently. That's brutal heat to not have any kind of air conditioning or power in, so. Shout out to everybody who's fighting through that. More lighthearted news today. We've got Euro final and Copa America final on the same day. What a blessing for those who care. Also for other sports fans, there's Wimbledon this morning, but I'm not really tapped into... Oh, that's the wrong tab. I'm not really tapped in to tennis like that. But Euro final, we've got England versus Spain. Payoff too. A lot of people online have been seeing complaining as this is one of the worst tournaments they've seen, and I think this is just because everybody can be on the internet now. Anything that you see, if you're from my generation of before the last like 3 Euros, is just any footage you see is heavily edited. It's like photos of the most iconic moments. It's an edit of 5 minutes length of all the action across the whole tournament, all the most memorable teams, and stuff like a 0-0 draw to see out the last game of the group stage to have one of the favorites advance is not going to be necessarily remembered. That's just how it goes. I remember actively the last 2 Euros, we had similar deals where teams scraped their way to the final, like England did this year, by playing like crap and winning in penalties in an extra time. It happens every single tournament. I think this has been a pretty entertaining watch. Copa I've seen less of, and it seems like it was maybe the more exciting of the two. Colombia has been very fun. We've got Argentina-Colombia in the evening tonight, and I'll be pulling for Colombia for sure. I remember James Rodriguez at World Cup 20... That was 2014, I believe. That's way long ago now. And he's still got, was it 2014? It must have been. He has taken a wild, my memory's bad, wild career though. He's been all over the place. I remember briefly during COVID, he was in England and it was supposed to be a career bounce back at Everton with one of his old coaches. And then COVID happened and he came back out of shape and everyone thought, oh, he's done. And now it's 4 years later and he's the star player on a team that could win. I don't know when the last time they were one of the teams that beat Argentina. I think Chile beat them twice. I don't think Colombia has won one in a long time. Anyway, very exciting. Hope they beat the powerhouse, and I hope Spain beats England. I love Bukayo Saka. I love him. I love him more than just about any other athlete I've ever rooted for. I've watched him since he was 16 come into this chaotic mess of an Arsenal team with no structure around him at all and do everything that's asked of him, play a bunch of different positions, develop his technical ability, his strength to be arguably the best right winger on the planet. Arguably, it's between him and a 17-year-old. But I hope the 17-year-old wins today because I just haven't liked the way England have played, and I don't like English fans, and Spade are just more fun, and I would enjoy watching them win a lot more. So I don't know if I have anything more to say about that. I should just get back to the music. We'll hear a couple songs that I... This next one actually I was put onto by someone else in my study abroad program, and they were like, oh, you need to listen to this band, Hotline TNT. And I did, and they were good. So that's the next thing I'm going to play. And then a couple... One song that's about soccer, but it's in Chinese, so I don't actually know what they're saying, but the song title is Number 10 Jersey, Not For Anybody. Irrelevant to James owning that number 10 so well. Anyway, first up is What's Your Sign? A couple more. I'll talk again. I'll see you again before too long. We got a half hour left in the show. Anyway, enjoy Hotline TNT.
Yeah. Snap good, spot down, Walsh's kick is up, and it is no good, he missed it! Are you kidding me? The season can't end like that! He missed it left! And the...
That was Summertime by the Sundays. Before that was Number 10 Jersey by Chinese Football. And up next we've got Sinds Ein Dag auf Zwei. It's Dutch band. They're like a pop punk ska 80s band. I don't know. I'm not even sure how I feel about the song. Sometimes I listen, I'm like, oh, this is fun. Other times I'm like, oh, I don't know if I like this. But I like it enough to play it for you all, and you can make your own judgment on it. And on how the Dutch language sounds over... Well, just listen.
Sinds een dag of twee, vlinders in mijn hoofd. Sinds een dag of twee, aangenaam verdoofd. Ik was haast vergeten hoe het voelt om verliefd te zijn. Thank you.
We got 10 minutes left, and we're going to shift gears for those last 10 minutes. Just a little bit. I guess not that soon. Oh, yeah, and I just kept saying the band is Dutch. I should say their actual name. That's Du Maer. Du Maer, I believe. Doe, and then M-A-A-R. You know, trying to pronounce things is fun, even if I'm often quite bad at it. I have a few songs I was juggling whether to play. Next, I watched the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? A few nights ago, and that has some good songs in it, so I was tempted to play something off that. I've been listening to a lot of Neil Young in the last few months in general. Comes a Time, not one of his headliner albums, I don't think, necessarily, but there's a couple songs I really like off that, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Field of Opportunity next, close out CSNY, I think, and then there's other stuff that I can save for another time. I'm sure there will be another time, is what I was going to say. We're just getting started. This is not going to be my regular time slot, I don't think. I'm still ironing out the kinks, figuring out what my schedule is. I've been working around the city of Medford, handing out compost bins to people. It's been a bit of an odd job, and I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but it's interesting. It's not stuff I was doing before, that's for sure. It's more stimulating than being in the basement of a bookstore. Perks to that job too. There's pros and cons of any job, but yeah, without any further ado, I'm gonna stop saying without any further ado. That's been about three times a show now, or I lean into it and say it every single time I go into a song. That's your two options. You either diversify or you lean in and make it a catchphrase. Anyway, this is Field of Opportunity, Neil Young.
I've been wrong before and I'll be there again. I don't have any answers, my friend. Just this pile of old questions my memory left me here. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. I'm going back. It's too early to be even here somehow. Let me bore you with this story, how my lover led me down. Well, I borrow seeds of sadness from the ground. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. There ain't no way of telling where these seeds will rise or when. I'll just wait around till springtime, and then I'll find a friend. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. Those headlights coming down the hill between the stars. In the field of opportunity, it's plowing time again. There ain't no way of telling where these seeds will rise or when. I'll just wait around till springtime, then I'll find a friend. In the field of
I just got word that the show after me is not actually going to be here, and the lineups for Spain-England just came out, so I'll yap for a little longer than originally planned, give my detailed predictions. Spain-England, I'm going with 2-1. 2-1, Nico Williams is definitely going to score. He's going to destroy Kyle Walker on that side. Nico Williams, Alvaro Morata goals. England, I'm going to say, yeah, maybe like Guay, he scores off a corner. There we go. We'll go with that. And then for the games in the night, I'll say Colombia wins in a penalty shootout. There we go. And what else do I have to say? We're coming to the end of the hour, but I'm going to play one more song for the fun of it. And then I'll be on my way. Hopefully you've enjoyed being here with me on this Sunday afternoon. Blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime. And the last song is more